themselves relate to the element of earth, and which I don't know if I said earlier that the swords relate to the element of air, and I think I missed that. So anyway, here we have this Ace of Pentacles coming. We've got we've got lilies on the ground, roses in the hedge, and a path leading out to mountains. Because a roadway isn't usually really smooth, you know, like a roadway when you don't know where you're going, something new. There's going to be some little obstacles along the way. If it's a short trip, maybe not, but usually there's something that'll come up that you're going to need to deal with. So here we have a new opportunity that's come. Now, the Two of Pentacles, because when anything, something new comes in, we now have to deal with how do we fit that in our lives. So with the Two, you've got the infinity sign, reminding us of the Magician, and the Strength symbol, showing that the spirit, or the force of the energy, that we have the strength to be able to handle this. And in the Two of Pentacles, a man which has a funny looking hat, which is, you know, kind of like the Fool in a way, or the court jester, maybe better to say, than a Fool, and he's balancing these. And the water behind him is very rough, and there's two boats also going in the same direction, sort of, as he's looking, but they're up and down, and it's very unsettled. Life sometimes is a juggling act. There is no doubt about it. And one of the things I learned very early when I was running a business, running children, running a household, and teaching, and everything else, you know, when I was young with loads of time and energy, well, maybe not so much the time, but energy, it was balancing and how to do the time management and how to get everything fitted in. And it can be, but it is a juggling act. And then, so that's what that person is doing, is juggling and creating and making it and figuring out. Now, the Three of Pentacles is the only symbol where the pentacles are not colored. They're just engraved. And that is because the builder is working on this church or monastery or whatever you want to call it. The rose that comes from the death symbol sort of is also in there. So the aspiration, the purity, the joy. The workman is standing on a bench, and he's obviously stopped, and he's talking to a priest and someone else, which we take to be similar to the architect. They're dripping because he's holding the plans. This is the plans of the building, but if you look into the building, it's dark. It's all black. The pentacles. Now, I often equate this symbol with frustration. What I find in life, that when things don't always come quickly, when we're looking for money and the money's not there, and there's a frustration, especially when other people are involved, because guess what? They have a say, and you're just the workman. So who are you in this? Are you the architect? Are you the monk? Are you the man? And sometimes that is where, again, where does your eye go? What do you want to do? Because no matter what, there's going to be frustration in this particular, with this particular vibration. And so what we're doing here is wanting to create. So when we look at the Four of Pentacles, again, the man is sitting, and he's got a pentacle under each foot, he's got a pentacle on his head, and he's holding a pentacle, funny, kind of funny, right in front of him. And behind him is his town. Now, I often explain with this particular symbol how life doesn't work well with tight, because this is what this is. It's trying to hold on too tight. And we hold on too tight for various reasons, but often the fear of loss. And so what will end up happening, we hang tight. So what I get my clients to do is just to clench their fist. And I'll say, now notice, can anything get in? And they usually say no. I say, well, notice the tension where it goes right on up your shoulder. Now, just open your hand right out. And they put it out. And I said, see that little indentation? Now, no matter what falls out, there's always something left. And is your shoulder tense? And they'll say no. And I say, well, that's how we need to be going through life. Open, knowing that no matter what comes, there'll always be more. And again, that works on the faith line. So this is really about opening up and not being just too tight with things. If we are too tight with things, we're going to end up like the Five. In the Five of Pentacles, we have five pentacles in the church window, using the church mythology again. Remember, this deck is 100 years old. There's a beggar and there's a cripple and a beggar, because one's on crutches and with a bad foot, and they've got, anyway, they're walking in the snow. It's obviously snowing, and they're not going into the church. They're feeling out in the cold, and cold in money-wise, cold in friendship-wise, cold, just cold. Everything's cold. I remember drawing this once when there was a party going on that I hadn't been invited to. And it was like being out in the cold. I wasn't invited. I mean, that's basically kind of what it represents, is that you're not included in the warmth. You're not included in whatever it is that's going on. So the six says to us a whole different scenario. Now we've got these two beggars and the cripple down in front, and a merchant is coming along and he's giving them some coin. And over one of them he's holding the scales of justice. In other words, a kind of sense of, do you deserve this? Now, this is another symbol that I find that you have to look to see who the person is. Is he the merchant, or is he the receiver, or is he the one waiting to see, is he worthy of this? Now, behind all this is the Castle of Dreams there. Sometimes I find with the Pinnacle suit, actually, it's probably the most difficult Lower Arcana suit to figure out who's who. It's not just a sort of a very straight, because this very much can be. And this is one of those symbols. Remember I talked about the hand of him where he's handing out the money. He's always he's got that same sign that had the Ten of Swords and also in the Hierophant. Now, it always reminds me of the old tale of how the farmer does not give away all his seed potatoes, that he'll keep some, you have to keep some back for seed, you have to replant. If you give all your money away, if you give all your energy away, if you give everything away, what have you got left to grow? Because when you know, like I have in my garden irises, and it's like they multiply, thank goodness, I'm trying to get them to multiply all along this fence. And they grow. They don't. But if I gave them all away, I wouldn't have any. I'd have to go and find some more. And so the symbol to me is really, that's where the law of karma comes in, is that it's great to be able to give away and to share. And I as a tither, I really recommend that. But you can't give it all away. You've got to keep something to grow from and to work with. And so, are you on the receiving end or are you on the giving end? And then you get to the Seven of Pentacles. And the Seven of Pentacles is one of the steps in the in fact, I think he is the first procrastination symbol that I talk about in the patterns, which we'll talk about next week. And he's built in the grapevine, when grapes represent abundance, he's built with six pentacles. With the money that's come, he's built that, and he's got one more to go, and he's standing on his hoe here, you know, tired. How often do we stop before we get to receive what is our due? How often do we quit just before it all comes together? If we really want something, we can keep on, and we'll keep doing it, and we'll keep working until we receive it. And even if we get tired, you know, there's one more thing to put on that, whether he's building here, he can do that. He can lift that up. I remember one student once seeing it the other way. He said, oh, well, he's got one, and then he's going to pull those all down. And I thought to myself, well, if you're tired after one, how are you going to be with seven? So the key is to remember to keep on. Don't just quit. Don't stop. Don't procrastinate. Keep on. It doesn't mean you don't take a rest, of course. It just means it's the mentality of procrastination, of quitting. Now, in the Eight of Pentacles, you have the six pentacles up, showing high, and this is a workman. Look how strong he is, sitting on his workbench, and he's cutting it away with his eighth one. His one's on the ground, and behind him is his castle. So here's the workman working away at achieving. So again, we see at seven we procrastinate, but here, if we work, if we keep on, we will achieve what we want. We will achieve what we want to do. And of course, as a craftsman, he's put out all his wares to say, look what I've done. And this is about self-pride, about knowing that you can create and do and have and feel good about that, and that works really well. The Nine of Pentacles is like all nines. They have it, but there's always that little whatever. In the Nine of Pentacles, you've got three pentacles on one side and you've got six on the other. So again, we're looking back at the three where there was nothing, and six where we have it all. And we're in amongst the vineyard with the grapes representing abundance. Her dress has the flowers of the Venus on them. She's been hawking like all men or ladies could do, though usually the men did that. But she's got her hawk on her wrist with a proper glove. Now, what I often am attracted to is the two trees on either side of the symbol, because to me that encloses, and it reminds me a lot of the Queen of Pentacles, where she also is enclosed. In other words, we've got everything, but maybe there's a little bit of freedom here. We'd like more. And then also you can see the castle right there. She's obviously in the grounds of the castle. To me, this is abundance. To me, this is having everything that you require. The same is with the Ten of Pentacles. The Ten of Pentacles is the Ten Pentacles placed like the Tree of Life are right in the front part of the symbol. There's an old man that sits on the left dressed in very brightly decorated robes, which the symbolism is all relative if you're into the study of symbols. And then inside the castle walls, of which again there's some symbology, there is a man who stands with the wand of will and authority that comes from the chariot in his left hand. There is a woman who is facing him, talking to him, and there's a child who has his hand on a dog, and the old man has his hand on the other dog. And this is a family circle here, but even though the old man sort of sits out away, the family is there inside the circle. Now, interestingly enough, this symbol often comes up in relationships, because often I've seen the man and the woman sparks coming off them almost in their, you know, in conversations. You know, relationships, you know, how they are sometimes are not always as they could. But what I really equate this to is how everything is there for them. And I often say, it reminds me of, I do have a large cherry tree in my backyard that this summer had so many cherries. But I only got cherries when I went out and took the cherries off the tree. And if I didn't take the cherries off the tree, I didn't get the cherries. So again, we see that opportunity is there, but we have to do something about it. It doesn't always come and just land in our lap. Even with the Ace of Pentacles, when an opportunity comes, we must do something with that, or else nothing will occur. So to achieve, what we are needing to do is really to persevere, to move through, and take the opportunities. There is no real like one, two, or three steps. And an opportunity is there, you work with it. You're going to balance it out as with the two. There may be frustrations along the way as three, but don't get too tight and fearful or doubt, because with the number five you will lose it. And then four, you're back to almost square one, hoping in order that something else will come along to get it, or you become like the six, which is more benevolent. You make sure that you keep on trucking with the seven, because as the eight demonstrates, if you work away at what you're doing, you will succeed and achieve, and everything will be there for you. And thus is the story of the Pentacles.